Good morning. Hope everyone is doing good. It says it's starting still. All right, we are live. Good morning. All right, I want to jump on here today and I would like to kind of do a study with you all. And I'm just really working to get content out to people, to encourage people where they're at, because we have secret solutions in the Word of God. We have wisdom in the Word of God to basically, well, not basically, but to give us victory in all things. All right. There are promises for victory over everything. And that includes over our enemies. That includes victory in our purposes. And today I want to read a scripture with you guys. This is Psalm 37, and this is actually probably my favorite psalm, and I'm gonna make sure that this gets out before I start. When you hop on here, give me a comment. But Psalm 37 actually says a lot about, looks like we got a comment. Somebody here doesn't show me the comments, man. Oh, there it is. Candace, what's up? Let me hear it, she says. Psalm 37. All right, you should write that down on something. Psalm 37. This is probably my favorite psalm because it talks about complete victory of the righteous over the wicked. Now, when I say the righteous, it doesn't mean we're holier than thou type of people. We have been made righteous in our spirit by being born again. All right, we're born again as the righteousness of God. So when a Christian says, I am the righteousness of God in Christ, some people say, oh yeah, you're the righteousness of God. Well, God said that. All right, we may not act perfect, but our spirit is perfected. And I want to explain to you this victory over evil. And there's a secret formula in here. And these first four verses of Psalm 37, it says, let's read. If you got your Bible, grab it. It says, do not fret because of the wicked. Do not be envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade away like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, and you will live in the land and enjoy security. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, when me and my son read things, I'll be like, ooh, that was a nugget right there. That was a piece of good information, a piece of truth that we can implement. See, when we read the Bible, one of the most powerful ways to read the Bible, first is to know the heart of the Father. Second is to look for scriptures that you can do. All right? Faith without action is dead. All right? So we should, what's up, Troy? We should read the Bible looking for how to live life, things that we can implement. Jesus said, he who hears my words and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on a rock. But he who hears my words and doesn't put them into practice is like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. And so many people, they hear the words of Jesus, they read their chapter, but they don't put it into action. And right here, I want you to see the action steps. I'm a marketer by trade, and I always make sure you have to have a call to action when you market. There's a lot of people come into my programs, they're like, hey, check out my ad. I said, where's the call to action? You have to give action steps. All right, so look at this. Trust in the Lord. That's a step. And you do it in your heart. Father, I trust in you. And then it says, and do good. Me and my son will be talking. I'll be like, that's pretty easy. Trust in God and do good, right? It says, so you will live, the product of that is you will live in the land and enjoy security. But there's another one here. It says, take delight in the Lord, you know, be delightful with him, rejoice with him, praise him, be thankful. It says, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So many people have desires in their heart, or they've pushed them away, or they've not, you know, maybe had them crushed or whatever. But here is a secret. People say, Corey, it's not that easy. Well, for if you're going to say that, it's not. But if you can say, I believe the word of God, I believe it will work for me too, it will. This works for me, guys. All right? I guarantee you this works for me. And this is one of the first things that I learned right here. We're going to read it next. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him and He will act. We want Him acting in our life, but what is it? How does He act in our life? By us first acting. By putting trust in Him. So I encourage all of you today to make that commitment of trust. And I want to let you know something. When I first received Jesus and was born again, delivered from demons, I said, okay, God, I trust in you. I will follow you no matter what. I just don't want to go back to prison, right? Or I trust in you. My first one was, I trust in you, but if anybody messes with me, I'm taking them out. I'm going to fight. And I'll trust in you enough, but I'm still protecting myself. I'm in prison, right? And then one day God's like, you know, give me your anger and I will fight for you. And I saw that in the word, and I did, and He started fighting for me. All right? Didn't get in any fights in prison except for one time, and that was when some dude ran up in my cell, and I didn't really fight him. I just threw him out. He fell to the ground, and that's it. It was pretty awesome, pretty peaceful. But I learned that there are levels to trusting God. There are levels. And we have to continually, you know, maybe not like all the time, but every so often we need to remind ourselves and ask ourselves, am I trusting in the Lord right now? Or am I ahead of Him, plowing, trying to figure everything out by toil and worry and stress? Or am I in faith that God is working for me? And it just says right here, trust in Him, do good, delight in the Lord, right? And that's practice of thanksgiving, man. Anyone, any scientist, even atheist, they know that if you practice being thankful, it improves your life. Well, practice being thankful to the Creator and see what happens. The Creator of life. Now, check this out. This is where it gets important for those of you who are world changers in Christ. Those of you who want to change the world. Watch this. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him and He will act. He will make your vindication shine like the light, and the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Your cause. Now, that's an interesting word, but I want to ask you guys, because there's, I would say most of the population doesn't have a cause. They're just consuming things, right? Without intent. What's your intent? What's your purpose? What's your cause? What do you want to cause to happen? What's your cause? Yeah, it's a, what do you want to cause to happen in this earth? Well, I want to cause the kingdom message that Jesus preached, that I preach, the simple fact of the kingdom of God is taking over the planet now. God's children are kings now. I want that message all around the world, even more so than the Methodists, the Baptists, than all these denominations, than all these groups. I want the message. Jesus said, if anyone hears the message of the kingdom and doesn't understand it, the enemy comes to snatch away that which was sown, that they won't be saved. It's a message of the kingdom. It's not Baptist and all this stuff, but we made all these groups and sects, and my cause is to get the kingdom message out to all the nations. And guess how many nations we've got the kingdom message out to now? Over 55 nations out of, I think, 192 that the UN says are nations. So God is helping me with that cause. And let's read some more. If you read the Bible like this, guys, you will see that there are many action steps. And if you just take one of them and start practicing it in your day, you will see God act. Many people don't see the supernatural because they're not reading their word and practicing it. It's almost like if you got a brand new computer system and you just jump on it every day. It's brand new, never known to humanity. You got this booklet over here that tells you how to run it step by step, but you just jump in and start pushing buttons. All right. Verse 7, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret over those who prosper in their way, over those who carry out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. Listen, for the wicked shall be cut off, and those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. Those who put their trust in the Lord will inherit the land, and the wicked will be cut off. Man, I choose to believe this today. I choose to believe it. Can you guys feel it when I'm believing something? Get in your heart. Believe. See, we are called the believing ones. Believing ones in Jesus, the Christ. We have to know how to believe from our heart, and it's a simple decision. I choose to believe this, and then just speaking it isn't enough. I choose to believe this so much that I'm going to practice it. Jesus didn't say you had to do it perfect. He said, practice it. Here's my words, puts them into practice. That's like a wise man who builds his house on a rock. But check this out. So we will inherit the land. God's people who trust in him say, I trust in the Lord, I will inherit the land. And make that commitment. It starts out, yeah, a verbal commitment. You know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So decide to trust in God. Guys, I've been doing it 10 years, and he has not let me down. He has been amazing and, you know, made me into his vessel of glory and splendor and, you know, abundance. So, and I'm just getting started, guys. I got a long ways to go with God on this planet. And listen what happens next. Verse 10, guys. This I could do this with all of this Bible. Just go through. Me and my son are going through the Bible. We read it. We're like, oh my gosh, if you do this, this will happen. Underline. So we're going through Proverbs. We're having a great time. He's like, you should probably underline that. Verse 10, yet a little while, and the wicked will be no more. That's a little bit harder one to believe, isn't it? People have never had it. Most people, I ask them, have you ever imagined the world without evil? With no evil person on it at all. No evil spirits. Just God's people, full of light, full of love, full of peace, full of joy. Have you ever imagined that? They say, no, why would I ever imagine that? Well, Jesus said, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Evil got kicked out of heaven. Yes, it came to the earth. But Jesus said, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then he said, now is the time for the prince of this world to be driven out. John 12:31-33. So I looked this up, guys, because David, this is an exhortation of patience and trust that David wrote. David saw a day where there would be no more evil. I see a day where there will be no evil. And by the way, David prophesied Jesus coming to the T. Stripes on his back, everything, even what he looked like. And he has so many prophecies, David, that were spot on, like directly the Spirit of the Lord speaking through him. And he says, a little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look diligently for their place, they will not be there. But the meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant prosperity. What's the meek? Commit your way to him. Trust him. Get a cause that involves how to make the world a better place. God is in the business of making this earth look like heaven, not hell. Making this earth better. Okay? And when you start asking questions like, what can I do to make this world a better place? And you get ideas and start working on them, that's your cause. And that's the thing God wants to bless you in, with supernatural power, supernatural provision, supernatural grace. But look, the meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant prosperity. And you can keep going and going. And it says, verse 20, it says, but the wicked perish, and the enemies of the Lord are like the glory of the pastures. They vanish like smoke, they vanish away. But this says, a little while and the wicked will be no more. I looked up that word, no more. And I encourage you to look up that word, no more, because I was like, we got to be sure about this, David. You're saying the wicked are going to be no more. We'll look for them, because I'm visual. When I'm reading this, I'm seeing it. And I imagine walking around the streets looking for evil and not finding it. And I believe that day is coming. How can it not, as more and more heaven invades? But look, that word no more, it means non-existent. He's saying in a little while, the wicked will become non-existent. The book of Enoch teaches the same thing. Why do you think that book's all ostracized and put to the side? It talks about the defeat of all evil off the planet Earth and the righteous inheriting the earth. If they would have kept that book in the reading of the Bible, like the book of Jude, they talk about the book of Enoch. The disciples, Jesus, David, I'm convinced all these guys read the book of Enoch. Okay? And that's why most people are confused, because they have not read that book. But it talks about the righteous inheriting the land, having, you know, large plots of land, glorious lands like the Garden of Eden, and abundant prosperity, living thousands of years. So I just want to let you guys know here, here are some steps to crush evil. Here are some steps to have abundance. Here are some steps to have success in your cause. Some steps you can take to inherit the land. All right, if you want to inherit land, right here is the solution. Commit your way. And the way that I commit my way is I will pray and I'll come up with ideas for the next season. All right, God, here's what I want to do. And I come up with some ideas. What do you think? And I can literally ask God and feel which one he likes the best. I can feel it in the spirit. I can say, what about this one? What about this one? What about this one? Holy Ghost. Okay? And so people say, well, that's not fair. I don't have that. Well, then spend some more time with God and get it. All right? So, yep. Get some victory. Guys, read this. Put it into practice. Start with Psalm 37. Watch. Test me in this, guys. Pull out Psalm 37, and maybe you just trust in the Lord and you go out and do something good today. Watch what happens. Watch the supernatural invade in the earth. All right? Okay, guys. So, yeah, in talking about the supernatural invading, we have supernatural entrepreneurship training December 1st. Guys, we're stepping out of the Babylonian fake dollar slave system into kingdom business, kingdom economy. There's a new economy here. It's already here. And I hope to help believers learn how to operate in it, because we're supposed to have dominion over the currency, dominion over the wealth of this world, not evil global bankers. You understand? So, guys, take this with you for the day. And if you want my call to action, go to my website. And there's plenty of other videos and resources. My dog's coughing. Plenty of other resources and teachings and trainings. I recommend the Kingdom University. It's a free university. Helps so many people. You can download the videos. And then I got my book out. Small investment. You get a book with 150 scriptures in it, telling the story of God's called Born Again as Kings, the end of Satan, the beginning of God's kings. So I gave you guys the message. When you hear a message and you believe it and you mix faith with it by taking action, the supernatural invades. And this is how we win. Love you guys. Bye.